A new and worrisome school year has begun in Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers inside Robb Elementary School in May. Parents dropping their children off for the first day of school in Uvalde wiped away tears. Michael Martinez and Karina Camacho's 10-year-old son was one of the fourth-grade survivors of the mass shooting.
I wasn't ready for him to go back to school, but he says he was. She's the one that took him inside because I forgot my ID, so she said when he got in the building that he got nervous.
While security was tight at Flores Elementary, Martinez says it's still not enough.
They took down all the fences around right now, so we don't have no fences. To me, they should have made that the first priority.
It was the same at Uvalde Elementary.
I was scared. I didn't want to let him go.
Where Celeste Ibarra was dropping her 8- and 9-year-old daughters off.
We were promised 50 officers and so much and a big old fence, and that's our fence. We have gaps. I don't see the point of a fence. We have 3 officers. There's a big old gap right here. Anybody can walk through.
Classes will never again be held at Robb Elementary. Some families put their kids in virtual school, others in private school. I'm Julie Walker.